Welcome to Beyond the Eye. Shape the future, move the world, use data. We deliver you talks and discussions about data science, career, and opportunities. I'm your host, Joseph Rivera. I'm a book author and a lecturer on data science. Okay, guys, it's time for you to pause and try to ask yourself, do I have to continue follow the learning path given to me by a certain data science learning provider? I know that you're doing that. I know that you've enrolled to this one, and then you've enrolled to this one, and then you've enrolled to this one, and you've bought a certain course. And even if you're not yet done watching and learning this kind of course, and then your mind is again caught by a certain course because this course you think is more interesting than this course. That is the kind of attitude we're going to deal today. We're going to talk about how are we going to pattern our learning course based on our needs. Data science is a very broad field, and if you're going to imagine how broad it is, just one course would never be enough. Two courses would never be enough. Even four or five courses would never be enough to satisfy what we really need for us to continue with our learning path or to upgrade our learning career. I know what you feel, because I believe and I feel that it's actually very hard to do what we want, especially when we know where we are going, especially when we feel that we are lost in a certain path because we don't know what's going to be the next. We don't know who or what we want in our journey in data science. So now, the best thing that you're going to do is that you have to know yourself. I think we've been talking about that. We've been talking about that first and foremost, we have to know who we are. We have to know our skills. We have to know our experiences. And the third one, we have to know our goal. So data science is actually learning every day. And learning does not stop right the moment, or right at the moment when you have your job, when you've found, when you get hired, and you found that dreamed of yours to at least have or to at least start your data science career. But mind you guys, it does not stop there. We have to continue. And even at the moment you have already there in your career, there are still a lot of things that you still don't know. And the best thing that you're going to do is that we're going to learn. But then, of course, you have the edge. What if you are already starting, or you are just starting? What will you do? What would be the best steps that we're going to take for us to be able to start our career and to acquire and develop those skills that are needed for us to be noticed, for us to be easily hired when we want to do a certain job in data science? Now, our challenge is when we are still starting. What are the skills that we need? How are we going to acquire the skills? Or when we have some of the skills that are needed for us to start our data science journey, the question would be that, what would be the next step to do? I know that you would like to enroll again to these different courses you can find online. There are actually a lot of them. They can give you lots of things that you're going to need. But at the end of the day, the issue is, it's always what you can get. It's always what are the skills you can develop for you to be able to achieve what your goal really is. But mind you guys, these programs or these courses you can find online are not actually designed and meticulously programmed for you. Again, I want to repeat that. These programs, these courses are not designed especially to suit to your needs. These are just based on what these teachers or professors would feel and would think you need. It's not actually based on a certain standard of research or study conducted by different educators or data science educators that would really tell you that this is the better learning path that you're going to take. So obviously, what we can find online are just those learning courses that shall I say very general. When I say general, it's because it does not really focus on what you really need step by step. So this is why if you are going to examine the different learning providers of data science, then they would tell you about the different learning paths. So this particular provider, or shall we say academy, online academy, it provides you this certain path. This one provides you a certain path. And then there you are. You become confused. You are confused because they don't have synchronization. They are not in sync of what you as a learner should really learn. And then here you are, it's because you are confused and you don't know how to begin and what are these things needed. You will just buy these courses thinking that these courses would really give you all the things, all the skills that you want to at least get started. But the problem is that when you start, even the first video, when you watch it, the problem is that you don't understand. It's because they would just give you directly the programming thing. But the good thing is, if you have the programming background, then it would be easier for you to understand about these different codes. But then again, there is a problem. And the problem, even if you already have, or you already know the programming thing, is that the mathematics side of it. You don't know the numbers. You don't know what's the story behind these numbers. You don't know what they mean, how you would be able to get the insights. And that is really a big problem. It's because, again, let me repeat this one, and I've been telling you about this, that data science is not just about the coding. Data science is about solving problems and how you would be able to give different solutions to different problems in your company, in your organizations, to at least you're going to progress. So let's stop purchasing more and more courses. And the best thing that we're going to do is that we have to go back to our basic. And the basic thing is that we're going to ask ourselves where we are right now. So that's why I've been telling about this one, that you have to personalize your data science journey. So when I say personalize, you have to understand and you have to know what are the skills that you really have. You have to, of course, you have to make a research about what are the skills that are needed for you to be able to continue with your data science journey, or to at least begin with this certain career. So this time, what we'll do is that we're going to understand how we're going to make our personalized data science learning path. But before that, I think the best thing to do is that we first have to define what data science is. This may sound so cliche, but for us to better understand our learning path, we really have to define what data science is. So data science is actually an umbrella that encompasses lots of skills. So it has data analytics, data mining, machine learning, and we have artificial intelligence, and we also have the advanced machine learning, or what we call the data science, or deep learning. And of course, other learning disciplines or other fields are also part of data science, as long as it's connected to decision making. Decision making is really the heart of data science. It's not actually a programming. It's not actually coding, though they are part of it. But of course, data science can just be done with your Excel. Excel is still very, very powerful. If you don't know about this programming, Excel can be a go-to. For as long as your data is not that big enough for you to be able to use Excel, because Excel has its cap. So when I started my data science career, it was actually difficult for me to get started because I never knew what I would do first, what would be the second step to do, what would be the third step to do, and so on and so forth. So I was confused along the process. I was bombarded by a lot of information. I could search on YouTube, on Google, and of course, different other platforms that I could search from. But then, the problem was that, at the end of the day, even if I really had a lot of information, my head was so full. When I say full, I was overloaded by a lot of information I really could find online. The tendency was that, at the end of the day, I could not form anything on my head because I could not connect the dots. And the best important thing is, when you are learning, is that you have to connect all the dots. How are you going to connect mathematics with your coding? How are you going to connect your coding with your domain? So for example, if you're working with business, then you have to connect your coding with your business, because at the end of the day, it would always be decision making. So your mathematics would just be a tool for you to be able to understand your business. Your coding would just be a tool for you to get insights out of the data, because you cannot just compute lots of numbers for you to be able to arrive at this particular situation for a particular table, for example. Of course, you have to use coding, because coding is actually very important for you to be able to make your work faster and to seamlessly have that result just in a second. So we're going to talk about what are the skills needed for us to be able to continue with our, or at least start with our data science journey. We will have them one by one. So you have to prepare your notes, and you have to check along the way if you have all of them, right? Or each one of them. So the first one is that you have to learn statistics and other mathematics. So when I say other mathematics, it has something to do with linear algebra. It has something to do with analytic geometry, because these are really the very foundation of machine learning, deep learning, and of course, we have data analytics and even artificial intelligence, right? So do you already have them? Do you know at least if you would like to start with statistics? Because statistics is really very important, at least for beginning to do the data analytics thing. So you would need statistics. But of course, when you go higher, if you would like to apply the different algorithms of deep learning and machine learning, you have to start understanding and studying linear algebra and, of course, your analytic geometry, because these are really very important to move to the next level of your data science career. Because I believe that you would not just want to stay at the bottom as just data analyst, but then you have to go higher, right? You have to go higher. So for example, for this particular month, you will just master business intelligence or business analytics. And along the way, I think you can just level up yourself. So you could just study higher forms of data science skill. So you could just do machine learning, then you could do the deep learning. But mind you guys, you cannot just do machine learning and deep learning in all situations. So when the problem is just simple, so why not use a simple algorithm? The next skill would be a programming language. So maybe you would like to ask me, am I going to learn all of the programming languages? So the hottest programming languages for data science, I believe, are Python and R. Of course, you could use also other language, right? But I think these two are really very famous for data science stuffs. So do you have to really master both of them? No, at least once. Okay, at least once. Just master at least one of them. And if you are good with one of them, then you could just proceed to the next language. The next skill that you need to have is data extraction and data transformation and data loading. So why do we need to have all of them? Because we need data extraction, basically and obviously, for us to be able to extract data from its source. So if we could not extract data, then we have no data to speak of, and we could not do our analysis or our data science projects. So this is the most important part, because if you don't have your data, again, you don't have nothing, or you don't have data to process for you to be able to make your project. And of course, when you say data transformation, that is to transform a certain data to a certain format wherein you could process it or analyze it. The next skill is that machine learning algorithms. Now, I have a course about machine learning algorithms, so I have talked about the different mathematics behind the different machine learning algorithms. So do you know all of them? Do you know logistic regression? Do you know linear regressions? So these are just the basic machine learning algorithms that you have to really know. And I believe it's not just about the coding again. Better yet, if you know the coding, if you know the language, and you have to know, of course, the mathematics. Why? Because when you have both of them, it's going to be the best. The next thing is that you have to really have that deep learning skills. So deep learning is actually an advanced machine learning algorithm that you have to also know. So when you know, or when you already have this machine learning skill, I think you could go higher by understanding how deep our learning can be using the different deep learning algorithms. So of course, I have a course about deep learning mathematics that you can use. It's for free. And this really helps you to better understand what deep learning algorithms is. The next skill that you're going to learn is that data visualization. I think this is a very basic thing that you're going to learn, because when you present your result to your audience, to your boss, for example, you don't tell him that this is the coding. Of course, when this guy is not really into coding, then he does not know that. He may even just throw the paper away because he does not understand what these codes are. So you need these data visualizations that could aid you to relay the information to your boss or to your audience. So data visualization is very important. So you could relate to other people how they can get insights out of your data. And so this can really help them to, of course, participate in discussions, right? So data discussions about the different results of your analysis is really very important, because having the output is not the end of your learning project or machine learning project or data science project, because I believe it still has to go through the process of discussion, wherein different people from different fields have to talk for you to arrive at a certain conclusion or decision, so that you would be able to go to the next step. So in the future discussions, we will be able to talk about that, about the different domains that we really have to take note of for when we talk about data science. And the next thing is that we have to really have better understanding of this skill, the big data processing frameworks. So having this kind of framework is actually very important, especially when we talk about big data. Years ago, we didn't have this concept of big data because we didn't have this capability to process big data. But then today, it would be easier for us because we have this computational capability to process solutions based on big data. So we have Hadoop, for example, Spark, for example, that could help us handle our processing of big data. So we already have these different skills. So knowing that these are the skills needed for you to be able to continue or to start with your data science career, now, what are you going to do? Did you make a checklist? Or have you made a checklist? So making a checklist would be helpful for you to be able to understand where you are now in your data science journey, for you to be able to know what would be the next step to do. So if, say for example, you have the statistics, you have the linear algebra, you have the analytic geometry. So when you have already knowledge and skills about this part of data science, of course, I believe you don't need to purchase courses for that, and it would be time for you to go to the next one. So now would be the best time for you to concentrate on other fields. Say, for example, you could just go into programming. You could just participate in boot camps, for example, for you to be able to understand how coding is done as an application of mathematics for data science. Because I've been telling you about this one, data science is not just about coding. If you would like to really have a strong foundation of data science, then it would be very helpful for you to be able to have better understanding of the subject matter when you know the mathematics behind it. So mathematics behind it would really help you maneuver your journey in making your data science projects. So when you already have this full knowledge of the mathematics of data science, then it would be very helpful for you to, or very easy for you to know what would be the next step to take when you have already found this kind of result based on your analysis. So this is really very helpful for you to be able to have a better understanding of your project. So when you already have the knowledge about data visualization, I think it's not the time for you to focus on data visualization, but you just have to use that energy, that time and effort, especially money of yours, to learn other skills in data science. So maybe you could just use this effort, money, for you to enroll in a course about machine learning algorithms, for example, because this is the kind of thing that you know, at least for a while. And if you already master your machine learning algorithm, then it's time for you to go higher, and that is deep learning algorithms. So as you could see in our discussion, you really have to go back to your basic, and that is knowing who you are, that is understanding what are these aspects of data science that you already have. So upon knowing what these skills are, then it would be easier for you to identify what courses you're going to buy. You don't have to buy all of them, right? So it would just be a waste of money, because at the end of the day, it's just zero. So when I say zero, you've learned nothing, because you could not connect different dots in data science. It's really very helpful if you have this checklist that can guide you for you to be able to pursue your data science career, or even to develop your data science career. Thanks for joining us on Beyond the Eye. Tell your friends about the show. Be sure to tune in next Saturday for our next episode. Shape the future. Move the world. Use data.